Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. This show's about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. Let's go on and talk with Dana. Hi, Dana.
I'm calling about a problem that I have with my ear that is infected, and it won't clear up with the antibiotics that I'm taking.
Well, antibiotics, you know, if you've got an ear issue, an infection of any kind, there are some things naturally you can do. But I really, for the most part, think antibiotics a lot of times can be one of the better ways to go when it comes to an ear issue. Because if you do have an infection, you don't want it to be, you want to get rid of it as quickly as possible. And it, with that being the case, yes, the antibiotic will disrupt the bacterial flora in the gut, but you can take probiotics along with that, which you're probably, physician probably will have you do anyway. It's becoming more of the standard of care thing to do. So you might want to have, that checked out and mention that to he or she, whoever's taking care of you, and see how that shakes out. All right, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We've got our wellness providers, our healthcare providers in your area that growing in our network every single day. It's amazing just how this is growing across the country. But you can check them out at mywellnessproviders.com, and you can get all the information that you need there. Let's go to Layla. Hi, Layla.
I'm anemic, diabetic, and I have high cholesterol. I'm not taking any meds for any of these different situations. I was just wondering what some over-counter medications or supplements I can take in order to decrease or to correct these problems.
Well, a couple of things. Now, with anemia, depending on if it's B12 or if it's iron, that's the key. You got to figure that out. And sometimes it can be both. But you get down to nutritional deficiency. So diet changes can play a big role. Now, one thing you want to consider in your eating habits, dark leafy greens. I mean, very, very important. Only 1.5% of Americans actually eat vegetables every day on a regular basis. Pretty staggering. Okay, when you look at how much disease that we do have in this country. And a lot of it is because we're not getting enough fruits and vegetables, vegetables being a bigger key. So at any rate, when you're looking to build your blood levels up, get oxygen into the cells, the dark leafy greens are great. Red meat is also good. Grass-fed, hormone-free is my favorite when looking at those kind of foods. But, yeah, I mean, it's just about putting the right kind of foods in, and it's making sure that you get the right kind of foods on a regular basis. Anemia doesn't sneak up overnight. It doesn't happen over 2 weeks. It happens over a long period of time. And so you can start replenishing those reserves, but it's going to take some time. And it's not just like snapping your finger and it can happen in 24 hours. It's going to take some work, but once it builds back up, it should build back up fairly strong. High blood pressure, however, different story. Some genetic involvement with that, but it's a little bit of, you know, the wrong habits over a long period of time. And, of course, with blood pressure, there's a lot you can do naturally. Your doctor needs to know about it, I think. It's always a wise thing to do. Don't just go maverick and start doing your own thing. But one thing with blood pressure we know, exercise is a key, diet is a key, and eating, a good eating plan is always beneficial. What I mean by that is making sure that you get the right kind of foods in on a regular basis consistently, Because with high blood pressure, you know, obviously you want to be on a lower sodium diet, but you also want to keep the adrenal glands as strong as possible. And by doing that, it's making sure that using things like B5, pantothenic acid, and vitamin C, all of those, very helpful in strengthening and building the adrenal glands when it comes to blood pressure related issues. Some other things that are very helpful, rebounding on a mini trampoline always has been great. One of my top things that I like to recommend, Harvard's done some great studies on that, but also we know supplementation can be helpful. So certain supplements like L-citrulline, L-carnitine, L-arginine, quercetin, all of these can be great at supporting your blood pressure levels. So a couple things to think on, you know, with those that you're dealing with. But, yeah, pretty amazing. Stan, you're next with us on the show, man. How can I help?
My wife, her body's not absorbing calcium, and she's been taking massive calcium supplements. And as soon as we got her off those, her heart quit palpitating because it was severely palpitating. But what can we do to get her to absorb calcium? And along with that, her iron levels are low, and she takes massive amounts of iron, but it does not seem to be absorbing into her body.
One of the big issues of that is usually the ferritin. Now, ferritin is a simple blood test that can be done. A physician can do it. Pretty typical. And ferritin levels, when it gets low, usually means that your body's not able to utilize the iron that it has. So that might be something that you want to look into and have them check. And I'm certain they probably checked it. Maybe they just didn't discuss it with you or whatnot. But you want to look at that very much so. Now, for calcium, it's always a vitamin D issue. Always. I mean, now, there's boron, which can be a secondary type issue, but calcium is always correlated with vitamin D, and having enough vitamin D in the body is important as well. So you might want to do that and get a little blood test done, see what the numbers are, and look at that and see how well the body is regulating calcium along the way. Because at the end of the day, if your minerals are not being absorbed very well, then you're going to have some pretty tough issues within the body. Minerals are key, and we've got to have the right, I guess, cofactors in there as well to make sure that everything works the way that it needs to. Go on the website, getwellradio.com. Send me an email if you want me to answer it as part of the show, or we can answer it in private if you think that will help you as well. Simon in Charlotte, North Carolina says, my sister has just gone through surgery for breast cancer and will soon start a round of chemotherapy. What are some good tips for her during treatment? Build the body up strong. If you're going through chemotherapy and dealing with breast cancer and you're scared, I'm sure it's a scary thing. And I completely understand that. All I ask is that you do the research and you make some decisions that you're going to eat well and you're going to tackle everything from your lifestyle and be strong, because the chemotherapy can go in and kill the cancer cells, yes. But what are you doing on this side of it, on the natural side, to help rebuild the new healthy cells in the body? So when we kill the old, what are you doing to rebuild the new? That's the question. So a lot of things you can do. Easyac tea is great. A lot of great foods out there. All your dark leafy greens, fruits and vegetables, organic as possible, and your fish oils are a real big key. The anti-inflammatory diet in my book, great way to go for just rebuilding the body and allowing the immune system to function at a peak level by reducing inflammation. So something you might want to check into, it's called Empowering Your Health. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list. For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with four fuel discs, plus a five-pack of replacement fuel discs, two LifeStraw personal water filters, one magnesium fire starter, a four-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Live
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show. Your health is your greatest wealth. What if you're struggling with diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, whatever it is, great or small? Realize this, that the body can get sick. It can also get well. You can lifestyle your way into getting sick. You have the ability to lifestyle your way out, to get well, stay well, and live well. And that's what we're here for. That's what the show is here for, to encourage you and empower you to know that you can go to the next level with your health and with your life. Go on to the website. You can check us out at getwellradio.com. And if you're looking for a provider in your area, check out mywellnessproviders.com. Let's go to Alex now. Hi, Alex.
My question is involving anxiety, depression, postpartum, and as far as whether there's a hormone connection for my wife or whether really the only alternative we have is medication, Zoloft, kind of typical culprits. And we've been having difficulty finding a physician that can really looking at other options other than just the medication, because of, we feel, you know, concerns for breastfeeding.
The depression, here's the deal. Many times with depression, obviously, you're dealing with different, what we call neurotransmitters, brain chemicals. And whether it's dopamine or serotonin, either one, there's some common denominators. One is vitamin B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, we call it P5P. That's a big one. And when that gets deficient in the body through typically not getting enough fruits and vegetables, but when it becomes deficient, remember, you got to build that nutrient up pretty strongly. So there can be, you know, supplements that can be taken. The dark leafy greens are a big key for this. Believe it or not, a lot of the brighter colored vegetables will bring that too. Red peppers are actually a real high dose food full of the pyridoxal 5-phosphate. So a lot of things you can do, but that's a big one. Omega-3 fats tend to be deficient. Someone that deals with depression constantly, and that really helps moderate the brain chemistry tremendously, actually, in that regard. So a couple things to think about. When you're looking at depression, make sure certain food groups, plenty of proteins, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, all of those are very, very important. And one thing to stay away from is gluten. Big trigger for depression and anxiety. Gluten is a protein found in grains. So if you're wondering what that is, most of the flour-based foods that you eat, breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, contain gluten in them. And you want to be a little careful. You want to steer clear on that because they can be a pretty strong deterrent. Okay, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 50 million U.S. folks have developed COPD, which is a chronic lung disease. And they're saying it's now continues to be overlooked and underdiagnosed by many in the U.S. Now, the Centers for Disease Control did a survey, and they found that more than ever, COPD has become an issue. 39% of adults with COPD continue to smoke. I mean, can you believe that, really? You get diagnosed with a degenerative lung disease, and you keep on keeping on. Just keep on smoking those cigarettes, keep puffing away. Well, 2/3 of the adults diagnosed with COPD said the shortness of breath affected their quality of life, and the disease can make it difficult to work and lead to lost income, the report noted. About 18% of COPD patients said the disease had resulted in an emergency department visit or hospitalization in the past year. Smokers with COPD should talk to their doctor about ways to quit smoking. I agree. And, I mean, a simple breathing test called spirometry done in the doctor's office can uncover these patients and find out exactly what's going on. COPD, of course, there are some great natural ways to support that as well. You send me an email if you'd like. We can even bring that up on the show, make that a topic at some point if you want to. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Janet now. Hi, Janet.
I have high blood pressure, diabetes, and I'm about 90 pounds overweight.
Well, that when you've got a combination like that of being overweight and dealing with blood pressure and these sorts of things, I mean, a couple things you want to think about for sure is with high blood pressure, first of all, you always want to make sure that's managed. So if you're thinking about, well, I don't want to take the medicine and all that, you definitely need to. If you're that much overweight, medicine is very important because your body's got to be managed. But there's a lot of things naturally you can do too. First, you got to make the decision that you want to get well, that you want to live differently than you have before. Because you don't become overweight at that level overnight. You know that. I mean, it takes time. And that's okay that you made some not so great choices. Now, you can make some good choices. And you can really start to thrive in your health rather than just barely making it. You know, you want to think, well, I want to lose the weight. Well, it starts with your mind. It starts with the decisions that you make. And once you start saying, okay, I want to get well, I'm willing to do what it takes, then you start making some really good decisions on what that even means. And that's what I love to see with people that are in your condition, because the whole diabetes and the cholesterol and the high blood pressure, it all goes hand in hand. It's just kind of a big snowball. And once you start putting that together and you say, okay, wait a minute. If I make a good decision, then I want to get well. And I start putting these little pieces of the puzzle together. Yes, you can lose the weight. But as you lose the weight, you start eating better. You start exercising. The body will start normalizing. I mean, when it starts getting like it is right now with you, it just means that you've gone kind of past that point of what the body can handle. But many times the body can snap back around. Pretty amazing. I've seen some amazing things happen with people dealing with weight issues, but also cholesterol and blood pressure simply by losing the weight. We live in an obese society. And if you can overcome that, the habits you've had for a while, and make that decision you want to get well, really, the rest of it becomes very easy. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Open America, welcome back to the show. 888-283-7272. New study talks about a possible link between air pollution and autism. Children exposed to air pollution now, they're saying, from traffic and other sources while in the womb and during their first year may be at an increased risk for autism, a new study suggests. Interesting. Well, infants exposed at the highest levels of air pollution were three times more likely to develop autism than those exposed to the low levels. Now, there's evidence, they say, that the immune system might be associated with autism, and pollution affects these same pathways, said lead researcher Heather Volk, an assistant professor of preventative medicine at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles. It's also possible that the toxic chemicals in pollution are related to the increased risk of autism, she said, and the pollutants may trigger a genetic predisposition to the condition. We're not saying that the air pollution causes autism, Volk says, but it does appear that this may be one potential risk for autism that we haven't looked at. We're now beginning to understand that pollution affects the developing fetus, and this was all in the archives of general psychiatry. For the study, Volk's team looked at the connection of autism with exposure to air pollution among 300 children that they looked at. To estimate the amount of pollution the children were exposed to, the researchers used the mother's address, and the pollution from traffic was estimated using the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency data on air quality. They found that children exposed to the highest levels of traffic air pollution during pregnancy were nearly twice as likely to develop autism as children exposed to the least air pollution. really interesting. The risks seem to be linked to what is called particulate matter pollution and nitrogen dioxide, commonly known as smog. Well, the autism is, of course, if you don't know what that is, it's a neurodevelopmental condition that appears to be caused both by genetic and environmental factors. Autism spectrum disorder is an umbrella term that includes a range of symptom severity, but common factors include problems in communication, social interaction, and repetitive behaviors. An estimated 1 in 88 U.S. children has some form of autism right now. Pretty sad, but it is growing. I mean, it's something we've seen grow over the last decade, that's for sure. Geraldine Dawson, who is the chief science officer at Autism Speaks and a professor of psychiatry at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, wrote, she said, over the past decade, there's been an explosion of research on autism, which has paralleled the dramatic increase of autism prevalence, Dawson said. However, we still lack effective treatments, and more research funding is needed to address the public health crisis that autism has become. A new research method are helping to explain the biology of autism and its causes. According to Dawson, who said the latest study confirms earlier studies that the exposure to environmental toxins, especially during the prenatal period, can increase the risk of autism. Environmental toxins may be one factor contributing to the abnormalities in immune function that has been associated with autism, she added. Now, Dawson also noted in another study in the same journal issue found that more evidence of abnormal immune function with people with autism. We don't know whether these immune abnormalities are a cause or a response of having autism. Either way, these findings are an important clue that the immune system plays a role in the autism. Well, there's an urgent need for more research on environmental factors that can influence prenatal brain development. And although the California study found an association between air pollution exposure and autism risk for children, it did not prove a cause and effect relationship. So autism is, they're saying about half and half. I personally think it's a little bit more on the environmental side, definitely having to do with the diet of the mother during birth, but also the child's diet, you know, day to day. So gluten is a culprit of some kind. I'm not saying it causes it, but it can definitely be a deterrent. Somebody eats gluten a lot and they have been dealing with autism. Take them off of it. There have been books written about it, a lot of studies done on it. And it's interesting to see some of the research that is out there regarding autism and actually what it entails. So, interesting. Danny, you're next with us on the show. How can I help?
I have a blood clotting issue. I'm taking Coumadin, and I'm wondering if you could give me some advice on what supplements I should be taking to, keep my circulatory system intact along with general health of my body. So that's what I'm looking for. What should I be taking supplements for, warfarin or Coumadin?
Well, it's a tough call because with Coumadin, that's one of those deals where within standard of care of medicine, it is what it is. I guess the only way to say it. And I say that because on the preventative side, you know, if you do have blood clots, you know, the doctors are going to want you to be under some form of care that way. It covers them because it's standard. And for, you know, there's all kinds of studies on it and whatnot. But there are natural things you can do. Vitamin E in high doses can have similar effects. But I need to say, it's not smart to just go out and do that. It's smart to actually have someone that monitors you, like your physician. And if they want to go the natural route and use vitamin E or whatever, they can. But a lot of times, it depends on where you are, your INRs and all that they are looking to keep at a certain number. You know, it's not a guarantee. Some people can handle it well, and some can't. They just don't. So it's something you just have to look into as far as that goes. Natural supplements, too. I don't really want to give you alternatives because at the same time, there are plenty out there. Garlic can even help from a food supply source. But you don't want to stop taking Coumadin. I think people start to get that really confused, and they think, well, I'll just go out and take vitamin E and forget all this medicine. That's crazy. You don't want to do that. I mean, that's not even a smart way to go, because you just don't know how your body's going to react. And it's important to not only just to be steady with what you do, but to have good supervision so that you can make good decisions moving forward, regardless of what that is. But yeah, I mean, there's natural ways to do that. The main thing you want to do as far as some basics, the anti-inflammatory diet, of course, is a great way to go. Reducing inflammation in the body is a key. The other piece to it, getting some good core nutrition, your foundational nutrition, a good whole food multivitamin are always good. Cod liver oil, your fish oil has tons of research on it. Probiotics, to put that good bacteria back in, and your enzymes. I mean, digestive enzymes, I think, now are more important than ever, because our food supply is so deficient in enzymes. And yet, you know, we're not digesting, we're not processing, we're not utilizing our foods as well as we should. So all those can be extremely important, and they can be very effective. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Let's go now to Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Looking for a way that I can drop more weight. I feel like I'm eating pretty healthy, but I've hit a plateau, and I just haven't been able to drop more weight. I'm getting married in June, and I want to really look good for my bride-to-be on that day, and as we start a future together. I have high blood pressure. I want to get that lowered and make my heart nice and healthy.
Congrats on the marriage, that's for sure. Usually when it comes down to dropping those pounds, and when it gets down to like the last 15, one thing that's real critical, I think, is looking at your hormones. And, you know, even if you're younger, still having your hormones checked, if you're having a hard time losing the weight, whether it's thyroid or your testosterone, estrogen, progesterone balance. It could be the anterior pituitary gland, which is, you know, your growth hormone levels. All those can play a big role. So you want to get that checked out and see exactly what's going on so that you can kind of come up with a better plan of what to do. Now, exercise, of course, 5 days a week, 30 minutes minimum. I think if you're wanting to lose those extra pounds, weight training needs to be about 3 days a week of that. And also your protein levels have got to be at a good peak. So you want to get the right kind of proteins in on a regular basis to get your body pushing to the next level, the level that it needs to go for sure. Because, I mean, that at the end of the day, that's the key. Your diet is everything. You want to lose weight, you want to get it down. The hormones have got to be right, and they've got to be balanced. But your diet, your protein sources, your fat sources, all of those have to be in line. And all of those are critical, I think, for your overall success. Everybody wants a wonder pill, the fat-burning pills and all, even the organic green coffee bean extract, which has good studies on it now. It does help burn body fat. But still, your diet is at the end of the day is key. Fiber, 40 grams a day. You eat 40 grams of fiber on a regular basis, and your body will begin to transform. I mean, little secrets like that can go a long way. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now, make it part of the show, or answer in private. Are wellness providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care? Check out the website, mywellnessproviders.com, and find a provider in your area. Our team members are always standing by to be able to help you find someone that you need. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7272. Or check us out online, getwellradio.com.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk Radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We'll be right back.
888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show, America. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your wealth. Let's go to Jana. Hi, Jana.
I have given up gluten, and I have a lot of allergies. I don't take a lot of dairy either, but I have really bad gas and breath, and I really want to figure out what else I need to be doing to clear up my gut.
Clearing up the gut. I'll tell you what, one of the big things to do, it's all bacteria related for the most part. Now, fungal infections, candida, those sorts of things, they can be culprits, but it's all about getting that good bacterial flora where it needs to be. Probiotics are the key, fermented vegetables, and then also your fermented dairy. All of those play a big role, and that's what you want to focus on, and that's what you want to look at for the most part. But, yeah, I mean, those are your basic keys when you're dealing with the gut flora. Now, that being said, you want to stay away from the processed foods, stay away from foods that can produce too much of that. But it's, you know, it's vital. Putting the right kind of stuff in is going to generate the right out. But it's being consistent, too, and keeping the good, healthy bacteria. Because you know, you've got to think about, if you drink tap water a lot and you're not really watching those sorts of things, you get the chlorine from a lot of the water. The more chlorine you get in your body, the more it can just completely disrupt your overall bacterial flora. So getting that back together, and the fermented dairy helps too. Man, I like goat's milk yogurt. I think it's really great, makes a big difference. Those are one of the things that are real key in building up the body. You'll notice that your elimination gets better. Once this is the case, the gas, the bloating goes away. Just amazing. You know, all of that can be very, very helpful. It's just being consistent and not, you know, staying away from the junk food and not doing that too often can play a big role. So keeping the gut healthy. Remember, a healthy gut, healthy body all the way around. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. I do want to say something briefly. Zig Ziglar passed away today. And if you don't know who Zig Ziglar is, he probably the father of one of them anyway, of the personal development world, and just was a extreme motivator to so many people. In the business world and sales, he was just one of the lead speakers and just lead icons in that field, and wrote so many books that were bestsellers, impacted so many people's lives, was always up, and always just one of those people that when you heard him speak, you never, that you could be having the worst day in your life. You heard Zig speak, you were always going to have a good day. He was the eternal motivator, but he always had such great nuggets of wisdom to be able to pass along. Well, Zig passed on today, went home to be with the Lord, and just want to recognize that a great man that lived his life, finished strong, and left us with a great legacy of how to serve others, how to live better, and how to live a better life and maximize our potential and our gifts all the way around. So, Zig, we will remember you every single day. I know that I've read so many of his books, quoted him so many times, and applied so many of his principles to my life in so many ways. A man I never really knew, but yet took his principles and made them a part of my life. So just want to honor him and remember him as he has moved on from this life. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now, or you can go online, go to getwellradio.com. Let's go to Gina. Hi, Gina.
I started exercising a few months ago, and instead of my stomach getting smaller, it got larger. And so I went to the doctor, and he said I had a rupture, internal rupture, and if I keep exercising, that it might burst. And he said there's nothing really to do, but I just wonder if there isn't something.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. If your physician said that, then, you know, just stay with what they're telling you. The biggest thing you can do on your end is to make sure you're eating well, you're keeping your stress levels low, drinking plenty of water, but also make sure you're getting the foods that you're eating are healing foods, healing to the gut lining. And I mean, just those are some of the big keys. Because with what you're dealing with the potential of the rupture, you've got to keep, somebody has to keep an eye on that. And hopefully they are, because at the end of the day, with this sort of thing, definitely, definitely important to stay medically minded and not so much on the natural side. Now, aloe and glutamine and some of these other natural items, like, you know, glutamine is an amino acid, aloe vera juice, of course, can be very healing to the lining themselves. And as you're, you know, probably go with a real mild diet, that can be a good thing. But yeah, just keep an eye on it. Be very careful. Make sure the physicians are keeping an eye on it as well. Don't try to go and do anything on your own. They're saying now that smoking harms the brain, a new study saying that smoking harms the brain by damaging learning, memory, and reasoning, a new study says. In the UK, they studied over 9,000 people over age 50 and found a consistent association between smoking and lower scores on mental skills tests. Having high blood pressure and being overweight also seem to have a harmful effect on the brain, but to a less degree than smoking. They said the new study was published in the Journal of Age and Aging. Research has repeatedly linked smoking and high blood pressure to a greater risk of cognitive decline and dementia. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex. I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.